Most of us carry a story about why we're where we are and why we're not further along. Today, I want to challenge that story. Because the variables you're obsessing over, they're probably not the ones that are actually deciding your fate. Let's get into it. What is actually controlling your fate? Your open doors, your trajectory, your ceiling. Most people blame the usual suspects. If I had a better degree, everything would be different. My resume just doesn't land right. I need to work harder. One more certification. I'm not a natural networker. The market is terrible. You know, the timing is wrong. Sound familiar? Here's the hard truth. None of these is the full picture. Not even close. These are real factors, yes, but they're symptoms, not root causes. You're treating the surface while the deeper game plays out underneath you. So let me introduce you to someone who figured out what that deeper game actually looks like. His name is Pierre Bourdieu, French sociologist, built one of the most honest frameworks for understanding social and professional mobility that has ever existed. Bourdieu said, "You're always competing inside a field, an arena with its own unwritten rules. Tech, finance, academia, startups, each is a different field. The moves that win in one can lose you in another. Most people don't even know which field they're actually in, and within that field, you compete with capital, not just money." Bourdieu identified four types: economic capital, your financial resources. Can you afford to take the risk, ride out the search, make the move? Cultural capital, your education, credentials, profession, skills, know-how. This is what most people obsess over. It matters, but it's only one piece. Social capital, who you know, and who knows you. The hidden job market is real. Most roles are filled before they're posted. And symbolic capital, your reputation, your prestige, the institutions and brands you carry, the name that drops naturally in conversation and opens a door before you've said another word. But sitting apart from all of this, harder to see, harder to build, and probably more powerful than any of the rest, is something Bourdieu called habitus. Your deeply ingrained instincts, how you see the world, how you move through it, whether you feel like you belong. Now here's where it gets uncomfortable. Do an honest audit. Your field. Do you know the unwritten rules? Do you know who the real gatekeepers are, not the official ones? Your economic capital. Do you have a runway to make bold moves, or are you always playing it safe because you have to? Your cultural capital. Are your credentials actually recognized in the field you want to enter? Your social capital. Who genuinely opens doors for you? Who vouches for you when you're not in the room? Your symbolic capital. What brands do you carry? Are you visible to the people who actually decide things? In your habitus, do you feel like you belong in the rooms you want to enter? Because if you don't feel it, it shows. Now let's talk about AI. A lot of people are scared. They think AI is going to erase their value, make their skills obsolete, take their seat at the table. But look at the framework. Cultural capital. Yes, AI is an amplifier. A sharp thinker with AI is 10 times more productive. But a weak thinker with AI still produces weak outputs. Depth matters more now, not less. Social capital? AI cannot build genuine relationships or trust for you. Zero impact. Symbolic capital? Prestige and credibility are human judgments. They don't automate. And habitus? Not even close. The confidence. The judgment. The way you read a room and know exactly how to show up. That is built through years of lived experience. AI cannot generate it. It cannot replicate its effect. It cannot shortcut it. So here's the takeaway. You are playing in a field with rules. Know them. Your capital is multidimensional. It is not just your resume. Audit every dimension. Find your real gap, not your assumed one. The thing you are ignoring right now is probably more important than the thing you are obsessing over. And AI, it changes one slice of your capital. The rest especially habitus, is completely untouched. Do the audit. Find the gap. Take control.